Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. We mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, and a large part of the Masechta is going to be things that Chazal, or even that the Torah asked, either because they're Shaykh, things from Goyim that are Shaykh to Avodah Zarah, or things that are Mitnech Shash Avodah Zarah, or things that are also just in order to create more barriers between Hisarvus, between Avdi Chachovim and between Yidin. So now we're going to learn things that are Asurim Bahano. Elu Dvarim Shal Avdi Chachovim. Asurim. They're also to eat. V'Isuron Isur Hano. Not only they're also to eat, but they're Machol Sasuris. They're Isuri Hano. Hayayin. Yayin of Goyim. Again, we could talk about a deraisa, and there's a lot of yayin neser. Chazal bring it from a pasuk in Hazinu. Ashechelev zvochemu yechelu yishtu yayin nesicham. This is talking about that which is hukra v'lavay dezara. Chelev zvochemu yechelu, eating from that which is takrovis avay dezara, is the same thing as yishtu yayin nesicham. Chazal learn out that Yayin has the same din as Takrevis Avodah Zarah. Takrevis Avodah Zarah is clearly an Isur Hano. The Gemara learns that out from a Pasuk. It says by in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuvah, Vayitzomdu lebal po'or vayoichlu zivchei meisim. David HaMelech describes that which was Takrevis Avodah Zarah, zivchei meisim. A meis is also bahano, Takrevis Avodah Zarah is also also bahano. Symbolically, of course, that means that Avodah Zarah is the opposite of Chaim. Chaim is Dveikus Bakadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah Zarah is the very opposite of that. So it's called Zivchei Meisim. It's also Bachil, it's also Bano. Yayin is also Kanira, that Yayin Nesach, real Yayin Nesach, that was really poured for a Avodah Zarah, is not only just part of the general Takrevis, but there's a Bazunder Isser on Yayin Nesach. That's not even what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about what's called, Beloshon Chachomim, Stam Yenom. Stam Yenom is wine of Goyim. The Pashtus is that Stam Yenom is also because there's a Chshash, Shemen is Nasich, Yenom Lavei Dezara. Which is a little bit hard, Bizman Azeh, because what happens if we live in a society where nobody even heard of Lavei Dezara, nobody serves Lavei Dezara, and certainly nobody poured wine for Avodah Zarah? What happens if it's a society where they don't even use wine for Avodah Zarah? It's still awesome. Arabs, officially, they don't have no shaks with wine. Lamaisa, if an Arab touches a bottle of wine, it's awesome. Why is it awesome? So to say the Gemara says Tam Yenim is Chashash Nisuch, but Lamaisa, the Gemara over here, famously says that even though the reason, the official reason, is Mishum Chshash Nisuch, but it's really also Mishum B'nai Sam. They asur Yenom Mishum B'nai Sam, which means that Yayin is a way for people, two people drinking together, have a certain Kir Vadas, Kir Levovis. Chazal found far-fetched Chshoshois, but really what's going on is Chazal put into place impediments on any Kir Vadas between Yidin and Goyim. Mishum B'nai Sam. We'll have the same Nekuda by Pasakum, also by Bishuleakum, where the Chshash Isser that's mentioned, a vayt the Chshash, l'chay l'fi gedarm of Roiv and Chazaka, there would be no malkum to make it a Sveikas. And over here also you have wine, Goyim is Menasech, doesn't make sense, definitely didn't happen. But the word is that Chazal took the original Tzura of Yayin of Goyim, which was Yayin Esach, and they created, they used the Vayit Chshash, even the Mokum that there's really no Chshash, but their purpose, the impetus behind it, was that they were Goyim Mishum B'nai Sam. What one could say in Lomdus is that since Lamaisa Chazal say they're also Mishum Chshash Nisuch, so what it has a status of is it has a status of Yayin Esach. And because of that, if Yayin Esach is also Mano, a real bona fide Yayin Esach that we describe from the Pasuk and Azinu is Yisur Ano, then Stam Yenom, even though the purpose is only that that a Yid and a Goy working in an office shouldn't have a drink together. They shouldn't be able to go down to a bar and have a drink together. That being said, why would Yasur Bano? Chazal Asid Bano, because they turned it into a Cheftz of Yayin Esach. They took away objective where they would be Goyzer, and they made a gzera of Yayin Esach even on a vayter, one in a trillion, where it makes no sense, type of chash. But what they did was, is they turned it into a chefetz of yayin esach, and because of that, it's also bano. That's what the Mishnah is saying, is that yayin of a goy is also bano. Chometz is vinegar. Vinegar could be produced from wine. It could be produced from something that's not wine. The issur over here is because it's a product that's produced from wine. And this today, with the Hechsher, is also a concern. Vinegar is to make sure that it's not grape juice vinegar that was being used, because okay, then it's a Hechsher. The Cheres Hadrioni. Hadrioni l'chare means either from the practice or from those that were around in the tkufa of Hadrianus Caesar. And what they used to do was, they used to make earthenware. They would make cement in certain places. They wanted to make a fine product. They would soak it in yayin before they baked the cement, before it dried. And with that, it would have an aroma of yayin. So it's also a sabano. Oires levuvin. Iris levuvin is the skin of an animal. And what they did was, they took around the skin, keneged halev, they took out the heart, and that became takrevis avodah zarah. And this skin around the heart, they was takrevis avodah zarah. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, specifically on this last din, bisman shaker shaleh ogul, if it's a round hole where the heart was removed also, that's the way they did it. But if it's moshuch, if it's a rectangular or it's an oval hole, mutter, because they made a neat, mamish, a circle type of round hole. Basar is meat of a goy. It's an animal that was shechted by him. Hanichnas l'avodah zarah, which means that it was already designated to be used for avodah zarah, mutter, doesn't become yet takrevis avodah zarah, it's not also bano. If it's nevelos, it's also bachil, that's pashut. But if it's not, it hasn't been used yet, the fact that it was set aside does not make it also. Vayoytze also, that which was already brought to the bayis of Avodah Zarah, it was already offered, so well, that makes it into Issa. Neshu kiziv chemesim, like we said before, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Once the Mishnah says that there's a chil between a yoytze and a nichnas, l'gabi the bosses, so the Mishnah says something which is not really our noise. Haholchen letarpus, somebody who's going to a place of avodah zarah, teiruf means a mokum that's like a mokum erev, a mokum that's mevuyish. So haholchen letarpus is going to such a mokum. Also losses velosim, I mean, I'll do business with him because like we had in the beginning of the first parak, he's on the way. He's going to go into the temple, to the base tarfus, and he's going to be moida umishtachvet avodah zarah on his success in business. The aboyin, somebody who's coming from the makom avodah zarah, mutarin, you could do business with him because he's already out. He's not going back in. Mishnah dalt noidos ha'ivdei kachom v'kankanem. We had before yayin esach. We also had before ches hadrion, which means that anything that's balua with yayin esach also is problematic. So now we have noidos is a canteen, but it's made out of skin. It's made out of a dried skin that was pulled very tight, and they use that for a water pitcher. So noidos evkachov kankanem is a kli cheres, and they would put in yayin. The yayin shall yisur konos behem, and there's kosher wine in it. After it was emptied out of the yayin, the goyish wine, yiddish wine was put in. It's awesome. Asurim v'isurin isur hano. Why? Because there's a drop of yayin nesach. Well, in this case, not yayin nesach, yayin stam. But we're going to use the term yayin nesach now to mean stam yenom. Heyes when machmer on stam yenom, mamish like yayin nesach. So if there's a mashahu of moisture of the wine that's still in the walls or trapped in the kli, so then that goes in and it asks us. Now, the assumption would be that in a full pitcher of yayin, there should be keneged shishim. What you're going to have to say over here is that doshtei teklal the yayin nesach has no bittul. Now, l'chor, we have to add that let's say somebody had a pitcher that was used for machol sasuris. He had a container that was used for machol, so even a pot that was used to cook tray for food. If the pot is scrubbed out, and now you want to put in dry macaroni, you're not cooking the macaroni. About the macaroni does not become awesome. The only way that which is balua in the walls of a kli of iser is niflat, comes out and it's absorbed into the food, is only if there's heat there. The only time of the year where machmi even on things, even when there's no heat, is Pesach. Aber normal, the only way to transmit taste is heat. It says over here that since these are pitchers have the food is sitting in them for a long time. Therefore, one has to be choshish for a mashuhu of blia that's niflat into the contents, the now contents, which is kosher and wine. And we see it as a mashu dripping in, and it's awesome. Lamaisa, this is the sheet of Rameva. No. Any surin isur hanor, since the isur over here is not alts, a little bit yai nezach. If a droplet of yai nezach fell into a pitcher of kosher or wine, avadi holds that it would not be isur. However, since we're talking about over here where it's only platis, so memela, the chachom didn't ask to make it mamish into isur hanor, they made it only into an isur shtir. What you're going to have to say is that the case that we had in Perek Aleph, I'm sorry, Mishnah Gimel, of Cheres Hadrioni, where it's also only Alts Blias, then you're going to have to say that since they mamish mixed the cement with the wine, so mamish the Blios and Meruba, that's what you're going to have to say. The discussion in the Gemara about how to kasher out a Kli that has Blias of Yai Nesach is a very interesting discussion. Normally, we always say Kibbele Kach Polte, the way to kasher a Kli is the amount of heat that was used that it created the absorption of non-kosher taste. That's how much you're going to have to use heat. The intensity of heat is going to have to match the blia in order to expunge the iser, in order to be maflit. Over here, since the maisa was not belay, the kli was not belay de heat. It just wine was stored in these vats. So how are you going to kasher the vat? It's what's called milui v'irui. You fill it and you spill it. You fill it and you spill it. What you do is you fill it up with water, and you leave the water sitting there for 24 hours, and then you spill out the water, and you do it 3 days in a row. That creates enough of a pressure on the walls of the kli that whatever was gotten in, ayideh just sitting there, ayideh absorption, will make its way out. This is halacha that's kapasken in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah says, Vaita chatzanim v'azogim, these are part of a grape, the seeds and the skin of a grape. We see, even though it's only a grape, not yayin, we see it as related to yayin nesach. There were goyzer on that also. Asurim, v'yisurim iser hano, divrei Reb Meir. V'chom moimim lachin. If it has in it a lachluchas of yayin, asurim, yiveshin mutarim. If it's completely dry, then not. It would seem that this is a little bit the same type of machlekes. According to Reb Meir, even when the skins are dry, absorbed, obviously, into the walls of a skin of a grape is some wine. You're right, it's only blias, but it's there. So because of that, we extend the iser to the skins of grapes as well. According to the Chachomim, if there's no chash whatsoever, if it's lachin, there's a little bit mashu, so then, yeah. But if it's yivation, where it's completely dried out, you dehydrated the skin of the grape, so there's no liquid inside. So Melvin is a mokim ta'asa. Murios. Murios is a type of food that's made from fat of fish. Ugvina is base unyoki. It's a cheese from a certain place. Shalev di chachom. Asurin v'isurin isra hano divrei meir. Muros, this fish food, they mixed with wine. Ugvina is base uniki is, the Gemara says that there's a chash that the way they made cheese was that the way to make cheese bechlal is by putting certain enzymes in the cream of the milk, and that dries out the milk, and it creates a certain fermentation, and that's the way they would make cheese. I'm not talking about American cheese like we have today. I'm talking about real cheese where there's a sharp taste. They use the enzymes in dried out milk, in cholav mekurish, and that's what creates the cheese. So this was used from that. And the way they did it is, they took this Chol of Mekurish. This Beis Uniki is a place where Roiv of the Golem are Hukrav L'Avodah Zarah, so they become Asa Bachila and Asa Bano, the Mamishtak Revis L'Avodah Zarah. So since they would take the cheese from the stomach of this animal after the animal was Shechted L'Avodah Zarah, and they would
use it to create the cheese. And male, the effect of the cheese, the enzyme, the chemicals of the cheese, are created by this chelav hakodesh, which is also bano. Terminology that's used by the Peskim, by the way, is the chelav hakodesh, which has the enzymes, is called keva. Keva literally means the stomach, but it means the juices and the creams that are in the stomach of this animal. The process of making cheese, which is called givun, is called hamoda. They put it with that, and it would sit. And after a while, you could do it today with cream cheese also. Same idea. Now, the Gemara shtels to a whole different noise, which is that Rav Meir is the tan all over Shas. Yam Yevamus, Yam Bechayus, who less relies on Achiram Latis after Rav. He holds that we don't rely in Gansen on Rav. So he also, even though bats and Rav are the animals are not Hakrevs Avay Dezer, there's a miut, but since there's an established miut, so we see it as a legitimate suffix, and we ask her. We don't see, we're not choshish that the animal was from Takrev Sabadzor, so we certainly don't ask about no. Why is the cheese osur b'achilo? That we'll have to see in Mishnah Hay.